I've ever been. There's no one can stop me. I hate his guts, everybody, and welcome back to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. He's playing with me. He knows he normally brings us in. He hears the music banging, and then he's sitting there smiling at me like he don't know what's going on. Welcome back, son.
Thank you. Now the music threw me off, man. That's the new version. See, I was waiting for the old beat to kick in.
You didn't even know where to come in. You was like, this is so new to me. I don't know when to start.
It's all foreign. All foreign.
Look, it's good to see you though, Tom.
Man.
Hey, it's good to be seen. Good to be seen. Sean, can you see Jeff?
I can see him.
Okay, it's just a dark screen to me.
All that matters is that I got him finally.
All right, that's what's up. Welcome everybody to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. I am Tony.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jeff.
And it's good to be back. What you got going on out there on the West Coast, Sean?
Sunshine and tacos, son. Warm all weather. Right. It's been we've had our winter, so we've had some rain.
Oh, okay.
But it's good. Sunshine and tacos, baby. Chicago and Jeff, how's winter time there?
Hey, man, like I said, we still sitting in a nice balmy 45, 50 degrees. You know, we've been, although we do have some rain and snow coming in tomorrow. Tom, how about Ohio, man? How's it?
That's about exactly where we are right now. It's about 40, 45, feels like about 60. So I can dig it. But yeah, I think we're supposed to get some rain, a little bit of a cold front move in as well. So enjoy it while it lasts. It'll be back.
Enjoy
it. It'll be back. We will. I hope you all get like Southern California rain that you never really get. I hope you get it.
I hope it's
cold.
We need it.
I hope it's cold. I hope it's freezing.
I
hope it's sleet.
I don't want that. Come on, man.
It's sleet.
Don't wish bad things. Uh-huh. Look, they
I'm
can't.
Wishing sleet.
People can't already.
You know they
drive.
Don't know how to drive out there with that stuff. Right. I'm about to say, you know they can't drive in.
They can't drive in the rain, and you want sleet.
Stay home.
What day was that? I was on my way to work the other day. I sat in traffic. It took me 2 hours to go 5 miles.
Mm-mm.
Because somebody don't know how to drive in the rain and they cause an accident. So yeah, don't wish bad stuff on me, man.
I'll wish it on one of your work at home days. How's that?
There you go. That's okay. Folks, they can do what they want when I'm working from home.
So long as you ain't got to go out in it.
That's right. So again, this is something new. I don't know, Tone, don't listen to the podcast, but last week we named it episode 35 Kevin Durant, and one of our people that were watching on YouTube had just another complaint about misleading. So this one is episode 36, Jerome Bettis, go Irish. Say it, Jeff. Tone. No. So we're gonna talk about Hall of Fame running back Jerome Bettis, the bus, huh? Former Notre Dame fullback, started in the league with the Rams, ended his career with the Steelers, is in the Hall of Fame. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Okay, time out.
What?
So somebody was complaining about using Kevin Durant's name.
Yeah.
It was clickbait.
It was right. 33.
It was 33 Larry Bird, right? And evidently this person on YouTube is a huge Larry Bird Boston Celtic fan. So, you know, a Google search or a search for Larry Bird on YouTube in our podcast was coming up. And she was like something to the effect of 35 minutes in and not a word about Larry Bird. Although you guys are very entertaining, the title's misleading.
Thank you. Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Never use Larry Bird again.
So last
it's
week.
It's hot, too. And look, we hit 100 views, and I did a deep dive because I sent you guys a message. I didn't know why. Well, what it is we are, you know how when you watch YouTube and they get suggested videos after you've watched the video you watched? So when mm-hmm. people go and watch The Legend of Larry Bird, we're showing up as the next video.
Social media, baby. You got to know how to use it.
You got to know how to tag it, baby.
That's hilarious.
That sounds like a win for the podcast.
That's right. It goes to those hours viewed, baby.
That's what's up. That's funny.
So, Jerome Bettis, make sure you put Jerome Bettis and then like a hashtag Pittsburgh Steelers, hashtag Notre Dame.
That's right. Right. So that's why we got to talk about them.
Look, hashtag NFL. You know, throw all of them up in there.
So that rant I went on where Brian Kelly was not getting the guys that we normally get that used to normally get, Jerome Bettis is one of those guys. One of those guys who he could run through whoever they were playing, Miami, Florida State, whatever school they were playing, he was dominant. And Notre Dame doesn't get that kind of running back anymore.
They don't play a style of offense anymore either, though. You know, back in that time, all them schools, man, you got to think about it. Back in that time when that was Ohio State, that was Michigan, that was Notre Dame, that was all smash mouth football. Big backs who could do a little damage. They can, if they got away from you, they can run, but they were big power backs. That was more what they were doing at that time.
Well, I agree a little bit, right? They still had a fullback. They weren't spread. They still were using a fullback. He played fullback.
And they ran him like a,
sometimes
they ran him like a,
sometimes
they ran him like a halfback.
Well, but you got to remember that, like a, you know, they had all those guys there, Ricky Waters and those guys, but he was a fullback. He was labeled as a fullback in their offense.
Labeled.
I just don't think they're getting the caliber players.
They're not getting that caliber player. They still want to run the ball. They still got good offensive linemen. They want to go heavy with tight ends, and they want to try to run the football. They just don't have the dudes like him and Ricky Running Waters to tote the rock. Like, you know, they don't.
No.
So, Sean, do you expect the signing of Marcus Freeman on the coaching staff to help them? I'm sure that they're looking for that to help them here in Ohio. From a recruiting standpoint, Marcus has always done a good job. He did a good job while he was at Cincinnati, hitting the road and being able to bring in kids, you know, maybe that got overlooked in Ohio and ended up being solid players. What do you think?
I still think Notre Dame gets who they want to get, who they deem as Notre Dame students, right? That's the problem. It's the student part of it, the academic part of it. They've been able to get a lot of guys that they wanted to get. Now the guys that helped Lou Holtz win when they were breaking some of them academic rules and he was going back and forth with the professors and the leadership at the school about, you know, look, we need this guy to win, and they were like, yeah, I don't know, but they were letting him come in anyway. Those days they're not doing that anymore. So I don't know if he's going to help or not. I mean, he's a recruiter. It's Notre Dame. If Notre Dame knocks on your door, you open the door, at least to hear him out. So, I mean, I don't know, per se, how much he helps specifically. Will he help defensively? He might. I don't know. They've had a lot of defensive coordinators. And you never see him go on to be head coaches. He just runs them off, right? They give up too many points. They look bad in a bowl game or whatever. Run them off. It's him. I still stand by what I said. I hope they go 11-2 and he gets fired and they bring somebody else in. I want somebody who's going to break some rules. Give me some. I almost said a name. I'm not going to say his name, but I want somebody who's going to, you know, toe the line a little bit.
Like who?
I want an habitual line stepper sometimes. Like who? I want a trestle. What? Let's say I want an Urban Meyer.
Well, we know Harbaugh's not cheating.
He definitely ain't cheating. He definitely is not cheating.
No, our players graduate.
He's Now he's ready to blow the whistle whenever anybody else is doing anything, but he ain't cheating.
You hear that? Our players graduate. That's so weak. That is really weak. Our players graduate. They're supposed to graduate.
That's real weak.
You just said all those academic issues that they was having at Notre Dame.
What academic issues? Because don't
the
act
ones
like,
you just look, the ones you just
no no
the
no
the ones you just admitted to.
Those aren't issues. Those are things that are holding them back from getting those dogs that we want to get from the hood. So Lou Holtz would go into the hood and get them dogs, and then he'd say, I'm going to bring them onto the team, and then the president would be like, well, it doesn't meet the requirements. That's the difference. They were still graduating.
Were they?
Yeah. This dude said they were still graduating. I get shots at my guys, man. Hey, Tony, you didn't hear
I'm just saying.
Jeff said the only reason you came back onto the pod today is because Ohio State beat Michigan in basketball the other day. Yesterday.
Beat Michigan.
And that they did.
That's the only reason why he was here. Because, you know, that every week other than that, he's been gone.
So does Michigan.
That's all right.
So does Michigan fall out of that number one spot as far as an overall seed? Not an overall number one, but one of the one seeds. They still have a one seed?
No.
No.
They should still have a one seed.
College basketball is weird this year.
They'll still get a one seed. Mm-hmm.
So, but the only question would be, I think they would still get a number one. Illinois might slink in and get one, though. Because Illinois has been up there all year, too.
Well, they're saying, I saw an article where they're saying Illinois is the only team that can beat Gonzaga. Based on personnel. See, I need somebody like the coach at Gonzaga who's line stepping. Because when did top dogs start going to Gonzaga? Now they used to be able to put together teams and be dominant, you know, in their conference, and then, you know, every now and then slide up into the top 25, maybe the top 20, and then here recently in the top 15. But man, when did it become Gonzaga was holding the number one spot?
They've been run. I mean, this has been a good 4 years now, though. They've
not
been solid.
Not being top four.
Hey. But the other side of it is that you've got to look at the league being watered down by, or I should say the NCAA being watered down a little bit by the talent leaving and not going, not staying.
But that still doesn't mean.
So you got the schools like Gonzaga and some of these little mid majors where the kids stay longer. You get a chance to build the system around them. You get the players to come out and they buy into that system versus. You look at the traditional powerhouses right now that are not doing what they normally do because their kid's one and done.
I don't know the kid's name, but he's got bounce. He's athletic. He can shoot. When did Gonzaga get that kid is what I'm saying.
They've been getting those kids. That they actually have been getting those kids, Sean.
How long?
When you look at it, I think what have they done though? They've been I saw a stat the other day. What have they done? Made like the Sweet 16.
Yes.
How many years in a row? Like 7 or 8 years in a row. Something crazy.
And I'm okay with them making the Sweet 16
multiple times. Yeah, they've actually been pulling some of those kids here over the last few years. I mean, Gonzaga's not even really a mid major. I heard an interview the other day, and Dan Patrick asked Mark Few, the coach of Gonzaga, yeah. Coach, are you guys still considered a mid major? And the fact is, they've done now for the last decade, they've been amongst the top programs in the NCAA,
right?
Consistently. When you look at what they've done, so I mean, at some point you're just not a mid-major anymore, and they're attracting the kids. The you know kids want to go there. They want to play in the NCAA tournament. They want an opportunity to make a run, and they're not a Cinderella anymore.
That's not what I'm sure. Saying. It's not what I'm saying.
Mid-major is not always about that though. Mid-major is more about the size of the school, the revenue, the things like that, that are resources that schools have. That's where that mid-major piece comes
that's
in.
That's not what I'm
it's
saying.
It's not necessarily
But when you say mid-major, nobody, you may be referring to that, but that is not what folks are referring to necessarily. I mean, it's the whole picture, but it's the talent level that you're bringing in. It's, I mean, they're just not a mid-major anymore.
Mike, that's not, none of that is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, name outside of Morrison, who was a high draft pick. name the others. Right? They've piecemealed it together, right? They've put together some parts. They got the system, right? And then what has happened over time is they've gradually toughened up the out of season, out of conference schedule, kind of like Michigan State, and they go out and they challenge themselves and they've gotten better that way. Because they can dominate their conference. But who is the studs that are making them great that you know?
Man, I don't know studs at hardly any school anymore, man.
You knew who Zion was. You knew who RJ Barrett was. You knew who those guys are, right? You know who those guys are.
A handful of guys every year, right? A handful of guys. But a handful, half the lottery picks. That's what we know.
Because you don't watch as much anymore?
I mean, I just...
Back in the day...
College basketball...
Right.
There's been a shift, though, man. College basketball is really not about the individual players anymore because of just all of the one and done, the don't have to go, the have to stay, the way the rules have changed and continue to go up and down. I mean, you don't become familiar with people. I mean, Zion, yeah, he – and when you're talking about the top handful of players, you know, we hear about those guys, but you don't hear about the next rung of players. I couldn't name – I mean, okay, so – I mean, could you name three of the starters for Notre Dame? Or no, you're a Syracuse fan. That's right. Can you name three starters for Syracuse?
I can't tell you one. You know
why?
Back
in the day, you could. Back in the day, you could name all of them probably half the bench.
Right.
Right. We just can't do that anymore. So we really can't do that with Gonzaga. Now, I will say Gonzaga. Last year, I think they had a lottery pick. This year, I think they're going to have a one and done potential lottery pick. So they're starting to get those kids because they want to go play for championships.
It's because we don't watch as much. I used to watch the big Mondays and all of that stuff mm-hmm. that used to come on ESPN. I used to watch all of those games. And now mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of I have way more options now. So I don't watch as much basketball. I'm watching stupid reality TV shows now that I find interesting or documentaries or whatnot. I don't know if I've aged out of it. But I'm always going to tune in to, you know, when there's big matchups. I still watch Duke and North Carolina when they play. You know, if there's a big Syracuse game on, I'll watch that. I haven't seen Michigan play this year. I haven't seen Illinois. Like, I'll wait. I'll start watching with conference tournament play, the championship games. I'll start catching some of those. And then the March Madness. That's when I'll start watching.
Okay, so since we're talking about college basketball, I got a question for you, Jeff. What is it about Michigan coaches, man? Why are they all so hostile towards their fellow coaches, man? Like, it's supposed to be a fraternity, but you guys are over here wanting to go John Chaney on folks.
Yo, he was trying to get at that dude.
Right. I didn't see it, so I can't speak to it.
Well, I can speak to it.
I heard about it, but I didn't see what happened.
Tell him what happened, Tone. I didn't know what happened.
It's not something that just happened in one game. It sounds like it was all three games this year when they played, and it just sounds like, you know, Juwan Howard's man reliving his Fab Five long shorts days, you know, attitude mixed with the WWE attitude era, man. What's going on with that? You know, talking about, you know, wanting to kill people, wanting to kill them and going at them during the game, man. Nationally televised games with everybody watching.
What's up? He said he wanted to kill the man.
Yes. Yes, that's what was reported to the Big Ten Conference. That's why people are all up in arms over it. I mean, that's just, come on, man. Come on. You are college educated from that university that graduates so many of their guys. You have made it to a high level of coaching. You know, did your time sitting on staffs in the NBA. You know how to beat, man, professional. But, you know, guys like him and Harbaugh, man, you feel like y'all can talk any way you want.
So who's to say that? Okay, so you want to, if we don't go there, you don't go one-sided as it is because it's the Michigan guy. But you don't know what the other side said. You know, it's always like, let me go run and tell my story first. So therefore the story that comes after sounds like someone's just trying to defend themselves. So – at the end of the day,
you don't know.
I mean, he could have did one of those old school, like we used to get when we were playing football, you know, somebody whispering in your ear, that trigger word, right? That word that would get you to respond. Could have been one of those kind of mumbles that happened. And yeah, he probably did find a south side of Chicago that still exists in his multi-million-dollar self. I wouldn't doubt it. But we don't know what was said, you know, one side of the story. He wasn't on the court. So, you know, as for Harbaugh, hey, man, I can't say nothing about the bro. I told y'all, I agree. We need a new coach, but we'll see what happens this year. He replaced the whole staff.
I just think y'all need to play nice. Y'all need to learn how to play nice. Now, staying on college basketball, did y'all hear about the Patrick Ewing at Madison Square Garden deal? Did you hear about that?
I know they disrespected my man. Hey, look. I only like him because he played for the Knicks. I don't like it because he played for Georgetown, being a Syracuse fan.
Right.
But how the heck do you not know who your Hall of Fame basically carried your squad his entire career? Space Jam star. 7-foot basketball player is. Who is the security dude, like 18?
I was about to say, how old was he?
Because you know, I watched the Creighton game last night. The replay of it, and they were talking. He was talking, you know, Gus Johnson and Jimmy Jackson were talking about the conversation they had with Patrick Ewing about he has to remind his players who he is, about his career at Georgetown, winning a national championship, playing in the game, Big John, playing in the NBA, being a Hall of Famer, a top 50 player at that, all-star. They don't know who he is, so he has to remind them. So maybe maybe the security guard at Madison Square Garden is 18 years old. I think there needs to be a meeting about who the goats are to come through the building.
Yeah, you know, Charles Oakley had a great comeback. He said, "Patrick, why are you upset? They disrespected you when they offered you a D-League job." When Dolan offered you a D-League job. So I think I get what you're saying, Sean. The fact is, though, man, and listen, you were given a pass. Wear your pass. I mean, those guys wear the passes. You don't have to keep it all around your on your neck, but have your pass, man. This little cat making $11 an hour. Okay, he is not trying to lose his job because he let some tall dude that he thought was a former basketball player walk by, okay, when he's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to make sure everybody has a pass to enter past this spot.
You're accurate. That's accurate.
That's his only instructions. Nobody passes you without a pass.
That's true.
Follow your last directive. That's what you're saying, right, Tone?
Hey, you were told check the pass. Sir, can I see your pass? My pass? There's my pass. Look up in the rafters.
You don't know
there's
who I am. That's what he said. My jersey's hanging up in the rafters.
My jersey's in the rafters.
Yo!
He said he built that house, right, is what he said.
I know I lost all my hair, but do I need to get a wig that's the box? I put the box on my head, and then you'll recognize me with this box? What the hell's going on? He should be in every hall.
Coach, if you wear your jersey through this spot, I'll let you through.
There you go.
If you show me your pass.
You can come in here with a basket. You can come in here with John Starks and your uniform on. I still need to see your pass.
And we're not going to let John Starks pass because he's too short. We don't really know if he's a player anyway.
Cold world.
You know what? It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Just enjoy the fact that you're still playing basketball. Big win the other day for Georgetown.
And they blew Creighton out. Georgetown's 12-12 when they played that game, and they blew Creighton out. When I went to bed, they were winning by 30. they're gonna be a problem in the tournament if they play like that.
They could be old Georgetown defense.
A bunch of bigs. A problem.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on right now?
Marvelous Marvin Hagler passed away at 66.
Saw that. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, champ.
Saw that.
Yo, dude was 62-3-2. And I know for sure one of those losses, he got robbed by Sugar Ray Leonard. Of those 62 wins, 53 were knockouts. I want to say he went on like a 11-year defense, 38 title defenses. That's GOAT status. And I don't care what anybody says. He doesn't get mentioned along with Muhammad Ali, and, you know, he should.
No.
He absolutely should. Yeah. My God. I didn't know it was 11 years and 38 defenses. And then of the 62, you got 52 knockouts? That's the definition of a tough guy, man. Jeffrey Frozen.
Okay.
It's a shame. It's a shame that we don't have these conversations until someone like that passes.
Yeah, man. And but, you know what else gets me, man, is I watched the clip from DAZN and Michael Buffer, the ring announcer, and they acknowledge that he had passed away and before the fight, and then they do the ringing of the bell, and it just gets me every time. They ring that bell 10 times when one of those guys has passed away. It gets me every time, man.
It's like taps.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
But that round he had with Tommy Hitman Hearn.
I can remember watching them fight. It was an ABC Wild World of Sports.
That's
they
it.
Used to come on. There wasn't no such thing as pay-per-view. You just wait for Saturday support to come on the new on TV.
That round is arguably the greatest round of boxing ever. First round, you can hear Sugar Ray Leonard say near the end of the round, like, ain't been no boxing. This is just a fight. They're just fighting. There's no, but it was highly skilled, but he was like, there's really no boxing. There's no jab, you know, setting anything up, movement. It was just swinging.
Mm-mm.
Blow.
Yeah, they was going at it.
One round. I was like, man, we still got 14 rounds, son. Slow down. That's what I'd have been whispering. Hey, yo, take a break, man. We got 14 more rounds to go. Jeez, oh, beat.
Hold so on, what's the hot thing right now?
The hot thing here.
My bad.
The hot thing right now is what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a little something for you.
Thank you everybody for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Do us a favor and hit the subscribe button right there on YouTube. Like it, share it. We appreciate it. Right there, still right there. All right. Also,
moment of silence.
Follow us on any social media platform. For instance, Twitter,
don't hear none.
Facebook, Instagram. I can't hear nothing. Stuff. And last but not least, you can check out the audio.
Like, I pointed because you pointed. Anywhere you pointed. I pointed.
The podcast. So once again, subscribe, like, share, Getaway Podcast with Tony and Sean and Jeff.
And Jeff. I don't know why you couldn't hear it. You tell me.
We couldn't hear it.
It's odd, man.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Last week we talked over your promo. We acted like it was you, like you were here. Open up chip bags. Like
a bottle of water.
Talking through the promo. Huh?
That's respect.
That's what's up.
That's respect.
Get your stimmy yet?
So yo, look,
I was gonna say people going nuts about these stimmies, boy.
No, it's have not seen it time. Yet.
Going nuts.
Oh, it's stimmy time. Having a party. Jeff, you ain't getting no stimmy.
Stimmy, cocoa puff.
Look, if you getting a stimmy. Look, if you getting a stimmy, I'm getting a stimmy.
All I know. Is I hear a lot of people complaining about stimulus checks, but I'm not imagining too many of these checks are going to get sent back with "do not cash" written on them or "return to sender," or I don't know too many people calling their bank talking about, hey, there's been an error. I have a deposit, an unwarranted deposit in my account.
Mm.
So, so to me, it's just a whole lot of loud rhetoric to toe the company line, to toe the party line, if you will.
Look, I didn't send the one back when Bush sent it to me. Didn't send it back when I got him another president. I didn't send it back when Trump gave it to me. I ain't sending it back when Uncle Joe sent it to me either. How about that? Give me my money. Look, stimulate my mind, Craig.
If they don't send it, I'm going to allow them to feel the joy of me spending it.
That's right.
So yes,
I will accept it. And,
you know what I say? That's exactly it. You know what? It's a stimulus. Yes. It's a stimulus payment. Go stimulate the economy. That's go spend right. some money.
Stimulate.
That's what they want you. That's what they want you to do with it.
Pay me, son.
They want you to go spend some money.
Spend it.
Go
son.
Spend some money.
I'll spend it. If you need to send it, you can send it to my Cash App. My Cash App is.
What was that? I didn't get it.
How about that?
I didn't get it. Send it. Tell us again. What was it?
Hey.
There. If you want to Zelle,
you can tell them mine.
If you want to Zelle, you need my phone number. It's 937. There it is. Zelle it.
You can also look. You can also let all your complaints go there as well.
That's right.
That's right. Once again, 937-301.
What's going on? That is a violation.
I'm just helping out our viewers, man. Making sure our listeners got all the information they need.
So look, Tom, next time you have a complaint about a number of our episode of being associated with a former player, what's the number, Tom?
I'll mute the hell out of him. Let me tell you something. I will put both of your phone numbers in that bottom scroll that you see at the bottom of the screen. Keep it up.
Hey, it couldn't be no worse than getting like 17 calls from the warranty people every day.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Hey, you know what I do, though? I take that call. And I go all the way through it.
I think I will start taking it.
I waste their time. I'd be like, it's a 2000 such and such. Yeah, it's got so many miles. I take it. And then at the end, I hit them with a, well, what's your phone number? You know, or if they're irritating at the beginning, they'll ask me what my number is. I hit them with the 1-800. I hit them with that. And then they say some cuss word at me and hang up the phone. But I take those calls, baby.
I like the ones that I like to speak to. And I'm like, okay, hello? So you called my number.
I spent an afternoon calling back the scammers who tried to call and get senior citizens to provide them with their computer information so they can remote into their computer and then lock it out and steal it. I spent an afternoon dealing with those guys. For whatever reason, their real number came up. Boy, I called them back. And every time they hung up on me, I called them back. I said, how much you get paid? We get paid enough money. The dude would have conversations with me. And I mean, like 15 calls, I'd call him right back. And then he stopped answering.
So you should
have
posted that number.
Right, that's the number you should have posted.
I did post it on Facebook. I said, if you want to join in on the fun, call this number.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I missed that one.
It was a few years ago.
I think you need to bump that.
I'll need to
bump
find
that
it.
One back up.
I'll need to find it and repost it because that's fun.
I don't understand how we've taken steps backwards, man. There was a time when you could be placed on a do not call list and it was illegal to solicit your number.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've done figured out how to mess with the switchboard. Now the numbers pop up. They're local calls.
Yeah.
You know, I got a call the other day.
Yeah.
All right. I got a call the other day from a 937 area code. That's our area code here in Dayton, in case you all forgot. I know you've been gone for a while, but 937 is the area code. And it was a regular number, and it was my mortgage company who's based out in California. And they wanted to talk about a refi. And I said, well, that's all fine and dandy, but why are you calling me like you're my neighbor? You know, you don't have to even like disguise your number.
Right.
You call me. I am a customer of yours. I was just a little upset. I feel a little something about that. So I don't understand why that is legal. I don't understand why somebody can't put that legislature on the table for some voting. Quit bugging us with fraudulent telephone numbers disguised like they're your aunt.
The problem is you got to think about it. There was a time where all of us had landlines. Most of us don't carry landlines anymore. So how else are they going to reach it? So. And then
using my data.
So they got to figure out one way to get to.
Only way that happens, Tone, is if you get off of social media and you're out, you're just off. You don't have no kind. You're off the grid.
Unplugged, huh?
Unplugged. They can always call.
I'm not doing that anytime soon.
I messed up. I don't know how long ago it was. 5-6 months ago. I messed up and actually hit a button and put something in. Put my phone number into this thing. Oh my God. I've gotten so many spam text messages now. I've probably blocked 200 of those numbers, and they're all computers, and it's just three or four overnight, a couple more during the day. I probably get six or seven of them a day at the peak. It's gone down a little bit. And then the other day I accidentally hit, I was half asleep. I opened it up. And then when you open it, it says, do you want to send a read confirmed message or whatever? And if you do that, that lets them know it's a legit phone number that they're trying.
That's to. It's a legit number.
And I hit it on accident. I'm like, ah, so it's picked up again. Yeah. That's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. It's pretty much like you, Tone. I keep seeing the 708s. I get a lot of 708s. I just don't respond. I let it ring, go to voicemail, force the voicemail, and then block. Yeah. But it's like every time you block it, they change one number in the series.
I know, so it's like the Matrix.
456 to 457. It's like, mm-hmm. y'all just stupid. They're just rotating numbers.
They've got a block of numbers that they bought, right? It's like when you sell the cell phone stores, they got a block of numbers that they've purchased from the companies, and that's the number they hand out when you get a new phone. That's all they've done. Bought a block of numbers, and they're going to spam the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Golly. So Grumpy Old Man, is that the end of Grumpy Old Man segment?
That's my Grumpy Old Man segment. Quit calling my phone. Stay off my lawn.
Stay off my lawn.
Look, speaking of which, I think we're finally over the cheers and things for parking lots or parking spaces here.
Finally. What?
Yeah, you know, weather broke. So as long as the snow tomorrow doesn't accumulate too much, we should be all right.
Can you hear that?
No.
No.
I don't know why, but I just gave you guys, I gave the pettiest city in the country the claps for not being petty anymore.
Yay, Chicago.
Way to get it together, Chicago. Petty.
Hey, so I feel like... Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, go ahead,
I was
going
to say, I finally finished watching Coming to America 2, Sean.
Okay.
It was good. It was decent.
I'm glad you stopped the slander.
I wasn't slandering it, man. I told you, it was just one of those things initially, it just did not grab me. But I sat there and I finished watching it. It was good.
Good. Tone, you watch it yet? Don't make that face, Tone.
It was funny.
Tone,
I had to change. So I had to change the way I looked at it, right? Because one of the things Sean and I talked about last week was you can't really watch it thinking about it being an extension or them trying to replicate something. You watch it and give it a chance. You do see that they did actually do something a little different. But it was really cool how they pulled in nuggets of the old one.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciated the fact that the end was funny. That part with, I won't say it, but the end was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's, but it was good.
Well, I, for one, went into it with the right mindset because I enjoyed it. And I wasn't going in to see the original. I was going in to see those actors who make me laugh anyway, who I miss. I miss seeing Eddie Murphy. I miss seeing Arsenio Hall.
Right.
I miss seeing these guys. I miss Wesley's dark self, you know. I miss Blade.
There is a skinhead.
I miss that stuff.
And he was funny.
So,
he was hilarious.
It was funny. So I could have done without Michael Blackston. I'm not a big fan of his. But you know what? They needed somebody, you know, to fill that role, and he did his job. But I enjoyed it because... Now, look, I didn't watch Coming to America 20 years ago. I watched Coming to America about a year and a half ago. So for the first time. So for me, it wasn't, you know, it was kind of fresh in my mind. So the things that I was seeing in the new one where they were just kind of relating it back, it was fresh enough where it did make me chuckle because I remembered it. I don't remember things from 20 years ago, movies from 20 years ago, but I remembered that stuff. But I felt like it was just a great, you know, something we needed, and the fact they made it free for folks too on right. Prime Video. Congrats to Prime Video. Big ups to Prime Video.
Hey, yes. It wasn't free. Do you pay for a Prime account?
Yeah, but I pay for it once a year, and I don't think about it again for a month.
But it comes back around.
I'll feel some kind of way. But you know what? Props to them for you know, and for releasing it early. People talking about coming to America 2 is on right now. What? It wasn't supposed to come out until you know. So I enjoyed it. We got some laughs. We watched it as a family. Kind of just hung out, watched it. I wasn't comparing it to anything. And I just, you know, I look forward to more things like that. We can just judge in and of themselves. Listen, it's not winning any Academy Awards, but that wasn't the purpose. It gave us something to kind of look forward to. It gave us something to laugh about.
Yeah.
We got to see some actors and actresses that we enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy with it.
That's what I'm saying. No slander.
And
it wasn't slander.
And McDowell's, for those of you who don't know, it's not the Golden Arches. What is it, Sean?
It's the Golden Arch.
The Golden Arch. And the McFlubby.
McFlurry.
It's not the McFlurry.
McFlurry.
McFlurry is not the McFlurry. Okay. They put their stuff on top, not on the bottom, or on the bottom, not on the top. Okay. So, yeah, the plant-based burgers we can do without.
That's right.
But everything else I was good with.
That's right.
So, props to Coming to America 2 and to Prime Video.
Yeah, for making it free.
That's right.
Jeff talking about it.
For 11 months.
Because you was paying for that Prime anyway to get your little funky free deliveries and your little quick deliveries and your little discounts. So the movie being there, but the movie being there is free. It's free $3.99.
I will say this. That was a good gesture since they took away Prime Music for free. It's no longer included in Prime Video. You pay like $8 or $10 a month for it now.
I have a question.
So shame on them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who the hell listens to Prime Music?
I mean, I throw it on TV once in a while.
I've never listened to Prime Music. I didn't know there was a Prime Music.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm regular, Tone. Yes. I listen. You know what I listen to? Pandora, Spotify, Tidal. Who the hell listens to Prime Music?
I listen to Prime Music.
I listen. I have a Prime account. I listen to music.
Do you listen to Prime Music?
All right.
No, I mean, you've got all the artists and music available to
That's
you.
Not, I asked you, like, do you listen to Prime Music?
I said yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you old jokers listen to Prime Music? Oh, I don't. I've never listened. No.
Says the oldest one on the pod.
You got. I listen to Tidal.
You 50 years old, and
I use
about...
I use Tidal. I use Tidal and Spotify playlist and Pandora. What the hell is Prime
okay.
Music?
Okay, we use them too. I'm just saying.
You don't use
Prime Music.
You don't use them.
I do. I use them for the kids.
For the kids. I listen to music on Alexa. I'd be like, Alexa, play this before I played Prime Music. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Guess what Alexa's connected to?
But it's not Prime Music. It's playing it through Pandora. Slap! I almost said a bad word. No, she's talking about say it, baby. My bad.
Go ahead, put your money in the jar. Put your money in the jar. Go ahead.
No. What is this? Amazon Music? I've never once used it. Is it just me?
So what?
Hello?
Anybody else out there in podcast land listen to Amazon Prime Music before they start charging for it? Or did you just listen to Pandora and Spotify and other streaming services that you pay for? Let's start a poll. I need to know.
I'm glad I'm in the majority here.
Oh, yeah, finally.
Yes.
Imagine that. Tony and I agree.
That's right. Well, we both agree that Ohio State is a better team than Michigan.
I didn't take long, did it? I knew that was coming.
You don't like it, but we agree.
I knew that was coming.
They are a better team at this point. You're
we
right.
We agree. That's two things. Two things.
Yeah, that's two things.
On.
I will say at this point in time, you're absolutely right.
And for the last decade plus, yes, correct.
Oof.
Correct. Because we cannot argue facts, Jeff. You are a bright individual.
They have dominated Michigan over the last decade. That is absolutely true. No one with eyesight would deny that.
They have heavily contributed to making Michigan football irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. Correct. At this point,
well, I don't know how irrelevant it is. We always are relevant. We may not finish the season that way. They like to put us in the conversation.
If you're not in the mix, you're not relevant.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how it goes for you this year.
Listen, the hope to beat us keeps you in any conversation.
Oh, the hope.
I'm in a conversation because I'm in a conversation. I don't need Michigan to put me in one.
You know what the greatest form of flattery is?
Uh-oh. Here he goes.
I can't even get Michigan fans to wager on the game anymore.
Damn.
I'm always like, one to take
before I used to get somebody would wear a jersey or send a pizza or something or a six pack or something. Nobody even wants to wager friendly bets anymore.
Wow.
I get it. I wouldn't either. I mean, at this point, just cash at me. Just Man. Cash at me in advance.
At me. Hold on, son. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Hit that subscribe button right there when you're on the YouTube channel.
I can't hear. Like, is this a quiet fire?
We love when you do that.
I'm talking.
You can also follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, comment, share, engage with us there as well. You can also hear the audio anywhere you can hear a podcast. We are also available on your Alexa-enabled devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Say word, son.
Word, son. I don't know why you guys can't hear it.
Word, son.
Every week I get on this thing and I log in and stuff has changed every daggone week. I got a complaint. Streamlabs, OBS.
Yes.
Everything changes, man. Yeah. Send your complaints to them.
Yeah, and then send a response to 937-301 and let us know.
What a jerk. I feel like every time you do that, you expose one more number. And they're going to be able to piece it all together. And I'll be getting calls. They'll be talking about, you got, is your car insurance? You got your warranty you covered? There'll be people practicing jokes on me, man. I'm putting yours in the scroll next week.
Stimmy, Cocoa Puff.
Man, stimulate me. We can go on that. We can talk about that all day.
Okay, so here's what Casey and I were talking about yesterday.
How you going to spend your money?
We're talking about... No. So we're talking about, you know, just the fact that people are getting the money already. Well, how are people getting the money already? They just made the decision. They just did that. I said, Casey, when the government wants to do it, they can do it. So as soon as they voted yes, they press the button and it starts sending people. It's amazing how that works. When all these other things, a lot of times we're talking about the government, right?
Yeah.
Everything moves at a snail's pace, right? And all the red tape and bureaucracy and this and that and the other. How do people get a stimulus the next day?
Well, you know, because you know what? I know how some people get it because it is just pushing a button, right? They've already got everything on file. It's just a matter of, okay, right, put the code in and then send it to these people. They've already gotten it. And the people who are going to get their paper check, you're going to get yours faster this time too. You know why? Because our current president isn't arrogant enough to wait to have his signature put onto your check. He just said, I don't need to put my signature on there. Cut the check, son.
Hey.
Uncle Joe. Shout out to Uncle Joe.
Shout out to Uncle Joe and to everybody getting stimulus checks out there. Please stimulate the economy. Stimulate. Now, that's just one part of this bill, obviously.
Let me hold something.
You know, the other pieces of the bill are also going to help folks out. You know, there's supposed to be money going to schools to help them reopen. I hope that happens. You know, money to help facilitate the vaccines and getting them widespread to folks. Listen, all these things, that's great. And we always talk about it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, if it's a Democratic policy, the Republicans are going to be cynical. If it's a Republican policy, the Democrats are going to be cynical. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, let's hopefully do some good. You know, for those of the Americans that get stimmied.
Stimmy.
All right.
It's going to go in Webster's dictionary. You know how they put a new word in the dictionary all the time? Stimmy. Mm-hmm. Stimmy's going to be the new one.
Stimmy. Now, with that being said, like I told Casey, just understand, I don't care that Uncle Joe's going to be in for the next 4 years. This is most likely the last Stimmy for a while. Don't expect another Stimmy for a while. Just don't expect it.
So what you're saying, make the most out of this one, right?
That's
so,
right.
So don't go, you know, I saw somebody's refrigerator filled with Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Oh.
And I'm talking to capacity, so thank God for the stimulus check. I get it. Okay. But just understand, this is going to be it for a while. Yeah, so if you are one of the fortunate ones that get the one check, two checks, seven checks, depending on the size of your family,
Jeff,
put it to good use. Put it to good use.
It's not 18. It's just 4.
Hey. Look, now it's 4. I want to give me my 18.
Hey, you want 18 kids. That's right. Hey, look. I don't care what anybody does with their stimulus, Tone. I don't. The fact that you get it, you got to do what you want to do. It ain't my budget. It ain't my pockets. You get your check, and if you run through it, then that's on you. You'll have regrets later on. It's on you.
Do what you like.
I'm not judging you. Do what you like.
Do what you like.
I just know I want my cut. I got things I want to do with my stimulus check. This is like a birthday gift, right? I mean, like, this is coming right on time. My birthday is coming up in 15 days. This is a happy birthday, Sean, from Uncle Joe.
Hey,
and Aunt Kamala.
Happy birthday for Uncle. So wait a minute.
Aunt Kamala.
So in the same year, you get Stimmy Cocoa Puff.
Shoot.
And AARP. In the same year, benefits. Bad. That's a win. Win win.
See that? I put that mute on him. Can't hear a word.
In all seriousness, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I put the mute off.
So, you know what though? In all seriousness, serious note though. Obviously there's some income requirements and levels and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really understand, though, the rationale necessarily behind that. We were having this conversation the other day, Sean. So a person out in California, a single person that makes $75,000 is not the same as a single person in Ohio making $75,000.
Not even close. And the example I use, and I don't mind sharing it, right? When I had a one-bedroom in Riverside, Ohio, I paid $550 a month. Right over there, Yorktown Colony Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I have basically the same apartment here. I have another amenity. I got a couple more amenities. Right there's a pool. Wait, was there a pool? There's a pool at Yorktown. Yeah, it's gated here.
Yeah.
Right, but for the same apartment, same square feet, I paid $1,220.
Yeah.
So if I make $75 in Ohio, $75 here, I'm taking that hit out here. So, yeah, there was no consideration taken to where you live. I guess the government says, you know, you choose to live in a high price area or a high price region of the country, then you're just going to have to deal with the flat rate we're going to give out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to say something.
Yeah, there's no perfect set of rules, I guess, but I don't know.
Man, you mentioned getting vaccinated. I scheduled mine Wednesday. Jeff, I saw you got your second shot the other day. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You are free to go and just be all up in the business, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. I will still be masked up, bro. You saw my post, man.
That's right.
Dose 2 is still masked up.
That's right.
I'm happy that, like, a lot of people I know kept having issues, like feeling sick and running fevers and all that type of stuff from the second shot. And I haven't had any of those. So that's thankful for that. The only thing I've had is a little soreness from the injection site.
But right.
And even that has worn off. So people in my job that's had second shots, like I said, fevers, they've had to take off days, work remotely, do different things because they've been just kind of messed up from it.
Which one did you get?
But I have the place I went to, they were doing Moderna.
Okay. I think that's Moderna, Pfizer. Pfizer is what I signed up for.
Yeah. So
only so because I saw on the news that it helps. It's supposed to be, it's supposed to work against that variant. So I was like, that's the one I want to get.
Yeah. We'll I also heard Pfizer, and I think they say Johnson and Johnson supposedly are good for better for the pre-existing people. Yes.
Well, and that's how I wind up getting it before, because here in Cali, it's we're still one level above everybody being eligible to get. So I got in just before everybody because of my weight, because of my BMI. And then I was like, shoot, I'm in there. I got an email from the hospital, you know, the organization that runs the hospital that I go to for my doctor, whatever. They sent an email and said, okay, go check. And I went and checked, and here's the pre-qualifications, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have that. Like six or seven things I didn't have. And I was like, why are they sending me this email? And I said, oh, BMI. Let me go schedule my joint. So I schedule it.
Yeah.
You know, you made a funny when you said, yeah, you know, now you're free to go be all up in the business again. We know that's not the case, but I'll tell you what, right, man. You know, we peek our head out every once in a while. We live. We go places. We try to be sensible. And I'm not going to put anybody out on blast. I'm not going to name the place. But we went to a social activity last night. A family activity. Not for our family, but it's a family friendly social activity. I'm telling you what. That was what they call it, super spreaders, whatever
event.
I walked out of there and I said, yeah, we're not doing that again for a while, because I was so disappointed. I mean, you wouldn't have known we are anything but a normal Saturday night at the spot. Wow. Last night. Hmm. And you know, I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's about that dollar. Now I will say this: there was a little bit of a, I don't even want to say social distancing, not too much, but there was a policy that was meant to keep people a little further away, in the grand scheme of things. But I tell you what, that place was as packed as I ever saw it, and I just I don't know, man. I feel like we take two steps forward and then people want to wonder why we can't get to certain numbers quick enough. It's because some people just, they think it's done, right. Period.
Well,
they think it's done and we're just being inconvenient, still wearing masks, but it's done and it's not done.
There was a woman in Galveston, Texas was arrested because the governor had lifted the mandate. And she went into a business, and the business asked her to put a mask on because they still had the requirement. And she threw a fit, and then the police have to come. And then they try to get her to put the mask on, and she says she doesn't believe in the virus. So there's a large segment, faction of the country, mm-hmm. that thinks it's made up because somebody was calling it
mm-hmm.
not important, or it's not going to be a big deal. It's going to go away. It's going to disappear in 15 days, and so many people are going to be, and it, you know. They made light of the whole situation, and then they believe everything that Joker says, and now they affect everyone else, and it's a selfish move. I don't care if you form a military. We've talked about this before. Just because you're in the military, don't mean you get carte blanche respect from me, because you can still be a jerk, and you can still be a butthole, and you can still mess it up for everybody else. Just like those people that were finding out that were storming the Capitol, there's a large group of them that were former military. And I'm sick of the selfishness. Me and Eva had a discussion the other day. So are we going to be able to go? Nope. Because mm-hmm. we were going to go do something. She wanted to go do something. I was like, yeah. And right before we were able to get the vaccine, which is coming up soon, we're going to go out and risk it, and then that's when we'll get it. We've spent an entire year taking the proper steps and precautions to not risk ourselves. And then it's like when you're grounded, right? You get grounded for 2 weeks, and then on the last day before you're supposed to be off punishment, you do something stupid, and you get put back on punishment. That's what I was liking it to. Like, why in May, everyone's supposed to be able to go and be eligible to go get it. At least to try to schedule it and whatnot. You may not get it in May. You might get it in June or whatever. But why are you going to wait until the last minute, right when we're on the verge of everybody being able to get vaccinated, and then you want to act up? I'm not going to do it. I'll wait until the numbers are better. And then I'm still going to be masked up and social distance. I'm not going to be out in the spot. Just not.
No. Like I said, we want to live. You do want to eventually be able to get back out there and do it, but you just got to do it the right way.
Well, the key word is live, Jeff. Hold on, I'm going to let you finish. I'm Kanye-ing you. Hold on. The key word is live, right?
No, guess what? Not going to take my minute,
if
man.
If you go out and do your thing right now because you want to quote-unquote live, then you are risking your quote-unquote life.
Life, absolutely. But what I was going to say is that at the end of the day, just because something's open or people are doing certain things, like, for instance, even in Texas, right? The governor goes out there and says, we're not doing masks anymore. I'm lifting the requirement. Mm-hmm. Just because he lifts it doesn't mean you have to follow it.
Right.
Like, there's no law saying you can't wear the mask. So it's one of those things where at the end of the day, people got to be smart enough to make an informed decision about for themselves. Did you just bleep me out?
I hit the wrong button, man. I was hitting the cough button. My bad.
I was like, I feel like I'm saying something not right. But again, just because something's open doesn't mean you got to run out and go do it. I said, it's one of those things, even as far as the schools right now, we're in a discussion about whether or not we're sending the kids back. The fourth quarter, we're at that point, where we are being asked to opt our kids back in for the school year, rest of the school year. And I will say, being on the admin side, seeing the things that are happening in the schools, a little bit more agreeable to possibly, to doing it this for at least the rest of the school year and seeing how things go. Because the truth is, by the time we get to the fall, that is probably going to be where we are anyway. They're going to probably start bringing kids back. The teachers are all supposed to be vaccinated at this point. It'll be a matter if we're still in this situation to where it's shifts or pods or however you want to say it, where you've got half the school to come Monday and Tuesday. Everybody's out on Wednesday and the other half comes in on Thursday and Friday. Right now, that's going to be the question about how it looks. But I have a feeling that come the fall, everything's going to be kind of back to the status quo, per se, as far as everybody being back to in-person learning.
Take your time, everybody. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Book Getaway Time Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. You see that subscribe button right there? Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that when you are on our YouTube channel. And if you don't mind, go ahead and like, comment, and share the link with your friends. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, like, comment, and share. We enjoy every opportunity that we get to engage with you. We're also available on platforms such as Spotify, Amazon, and any other streaming service that you access your favorite podcast, in addition to any Alexa-enabled devices. Thank you for supporting and listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff.
Words.
Say word, son.
Word, son. My God. So long.
Man.
Hey, I was articulate. Leave me alone.
Man, was that a commercial or a PSA announcement?
Absolutely.
It was a mini series.
It was both.
It was a mini series. It's like Roots.
So one last thing on the whole.
Sounds like Roots. Stupid.
One last word on it. So you have your folks that say, see, we told you once the election was over, it'd be done.
It ain't right? done.
if you live in Texas and you run Texas, you can't say that. Because you're the one who just lifted and self-proclaimed that you didn't wear masks anymore.
Right.
That's not the reality. That's your chosen reality because you have spoken it. Oh, it's over because the election's over. See, told you. No, it's just that you said you don't have to wear the masks anymore.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Big difference.
So anyway, so enough of that. I'm still wearing my mask. Period. Social distance. No. Uncle DeWine says so, and I'm good with that. No argument here.
I don't like none of y'all know how. I don't need to be that close to y'all anyway. I stay 6 feet away from you jokers anyhow.
But ain't nothing worse than being in a grocery store and them cats be all on your back. You'd be like,
man,
you
man. Breathing on up. My neck. Yeah. Swig? Swig said right. I don't know what you're saying right to, but yeah. Whatever Swig said. What up, Swig?
What up, Swig?
What up, Swig? You need to get a win. You know what I mean?
Oh. Let's see. He put,
you know what I mean? Get you a win.
Personal
man.
Business out there in the streets, man.
Right. It's just doing get too much. Get man.
You know that's an emotional thing anyway. Win, he I already talked to him this morning. He's all emotional about it and everything. So you're just poking the bear, man. Tone is poking the bear.
Get you a win.
Get you a dub.
Just
dog.
Know this. If you don't win, you know, Commissioner Goodell is gonna make you sit for a week anyway and bask in that loss. So
hey, you know what's you bad? Win. He's on a bye. You know what else is bad for him? Saquon Barkley wants to get traded. He's not negotiating with you.
Hey,
there's
no.
Nothing worse. There's nothing worse than taking an L, then having a bye.
He's not
terrible.
Wait a minute. They don't. He's not, like he's not negotiating at all.
So him. He, you know how each week you got to do negotiations to re-sign your free agents and whatnot. He made an offer to the dude. He's like, you know what? I'm cool. I want to be a free agent.
Oh wow!
I said, send him to San Diego. He'll enjoy the weather.
Look, send him to Miami, dog.
I say, franchise tag him. Franchise tagging.
Hey, look, I got two running backs out trading. Austin Eckler and Jackson. You can both go to New York. You got a 1-2 punch in New York, which is what you need. And you give us Saquon, we'll be okay.
Okay, timeout. Huh? Tampering.
Oh, okay.
You see what he just said?
Yes.
Hey, Swig. Check your PMs. Check your PMs.
He said he's getting off. Oh man, that's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what we're talking about. We all play in a Madden football league. And you know, Swig is struggling.
It's old man league.
Swig is struggling. It's terrible. Mm-mm. All right, fellas, I'm gonna start the theme terrible. Music even though you can't hear it. I don't know why you can't hear it.
Is it that time already?
It's that time.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, there it was.
Hear it now.
Oh, you hear it now?
You hear it then.
Oh.
Then it's gone now.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Can't hear it now. I guess that's our cue, though.
Yeah.
Take us out.
I don't know why you can't hear it.
Guys.
Like every time you talk, we get it.
So whenever my microphone is open, you can hear
it. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Hey. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. We enjoyed being on here again. I enjoyed being on here again, dealing with these folks, making sure I remind Jeff of the ineptness of the team up north, and also just hearing how these guys are doing. Hopefully you all have a good week. We'll do this again soon. Take care. Stay word, son.
Word, son.
All right. Now wear your mask.